Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in. Hey. Welcome into the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard will be joining us soon.
Rob Parker.
That's right. And Rob G in his stead until we get Chris in the saddle. Who we got? Mary.
I didn't pull it up.
Come on, Mary. You got to get it. Why are you bugging?
I'm sorry. I had it all pulled up yesterday.
No, stop making all
excuses.
You got to be ready to go. It's got to be a hot button. But Mary is our engineer tonight. And, of course, Steve DeSager is at the anchor desk. And Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings. Get the rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Two winners to get that will get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. And so much to do, so little time. In about 30 minutes, we're going to talk with NBA champ Eddie House. He's in hour number one. Hour number two, Kerry Kittles, the former NBA vet and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. He'll join us as well. And John Kennedy Horn, Mike Tyson's former manager and the host of All Things Sports, Politics, and Entertainment podcast. He will join us as well. But, man, Rob G., there's a lot of stuff going on in sports. Obviously, March Madness and the games. Have you been watching? No big upsets yet. Quite yet.
No, just Oregon so far. And, Rob, I'll have you know that I have not watched a single college basketball game start to finish all season.
All year.
All season. And so far, through the first seven games of the tournament, I'm 7-for-7 on my picks.
Are you really?
I am.
Well, then that means that you just picked – what are you doing, a Chris Broussard? You just picked a favorite?
That's right.
Is that it?
Aaron Torres, Doug Gottlieb, the college basketball savants here at Fox. Eat your heart out, fellas.
I think one year I was ahead of those two guys.
I know.
Do you remember that?
I do remember
that.
You know,
I'm not watching college basketball. I used to cover it, but that was many moons ago. But, yeah, college basketball March Madness is underway. And any upsets, we'll let you know what's happening with that kind of stuff and happening. But, Rob G., let's start here. And, you know, we kind of touched on it yesterday. Obviously, the Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter and the gambling and the paying off the debt. And there's a whole story in feds. Had a warrant to search the house of the bookie, right?
Right.
Here in California, and all kinds of stuff is happening. And there'll be a federal investigation. Like, this is a big deal. And baseball will get involved at some point. But the feds are first in seeing what's going on here.
First in line.
Exactly. And when you're wiring that kind of money, who's it going to? What is this for? You know, you can't even go to the bank Rob G. And in the old days, used to be able, if my sister needed money, she could give me her bank account number, right? Mm-hmm. I could go to the bank and put money into her bank, right. into her account, right into her account before Zelle. No, you can't do that. Now, even to deposit money in my own account, you need your ID.
I do know that part, yes.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But that's where we are. So they monitor everything. And when they see large sums of money getting moved around, it's a problem. But there's something bigger when we talk about a problem.
Bigger than Ohtani.
Bigger than Ohtani.
Okay.
And it's the sports leagues with the gambling. Rob G, for a long time, we talk about it, Chris and I, because we both, you know, worked in baseball clubhouses. And the biggest sign in the room was about gambling and all that. Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame, the all-time hit leader in baseball. Gambling derailed him. We've seen NFL players get suspended of late since the NFL's in bed with gambling, but all these leagues are in bed. We talked about it, and I'm not sure how many teams, but the NBA, I know because I went to the sports book inside the Cavaliers Arena.
Yes.
It's inside. At the Washington Nationals, the sports book is right next door. You come out of it, and the stadium gate is right next door. It's literally right next door. So, you know, the leagues have embraced it. The networks, Rob G, have embraced it, right? There was Fox Bet, right? Fox Bet. ESPN started a bet. ESPN Bet. Like, there's so much money out there, and they want a piece of it. But here's the tricky part. They want all that money, and it's okay for fans and everybody else to bet, but they don't want the players to partake. And if they do, it's stiff penalties for the players. I don't think it could be an either or. I think you either have to be involved in gambling or not be involved in gambling. I really do. And I think you set the players up for bad situations. You say, well, the guy's making $30 million. What does he care about bet? There's something about the action. Rob G, you bet. Don't you once in a while when you go to Vegas?
Every once in a while, absolutely.
There's a rush from it, right?
Yeah.
Like you know, whenever I win and I text you my winnings mm-hmm. to show you, right? It's not that much money, but I'm like, I just won $850.
Right. No, Rob, I maintain that the times that I do bet, it's not the wins that get me the most excited. It's not even like the losses that hurt the most. The biggest rush for me is that part right in between. Like if you're playing cards and you double down on a hand and you see the card coming over, that split second, that's when the dopamine hits the hardest.
Right.
So if you're gambling on sports, you know, it's not necessarily going to the counter or on the app or whatever and making your bet. It might not even always be cashing in your ticket. It's watching the highs and the lows, that 6-0 spurt that happened in an Oregon-South Carolina game, and you're like, oh, okay, I can feel my money's coming or it's not coming. That's where people get addicted, I believe.
Yeah, no, I agree. When I did Shekel City last night, and I checked to see from the games last night, I think the Clippers were 12.5, and they won by 13.
Oh,
like, those are those nights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you don't know how many times I've won a parlay where some play happens or some basket that shouldn't have, you know what I mean?
Right.
And you go, oh my God, they covered. Like,
right.
like you can't believe, and then you start to say, that's kind of fishy. I can't even believe like the score is what it is. But Rob G, here it is. I don't think the sports leagues can have it both ways. And I think that's where we're going to have a problem going forward. If Ohtani gets caught up in this whole thing, it's going to be bad for baseball. It really will. Here's a unicorn, a guy who just signed a $700 million contract. I went to spring training. The crowds around him, Rob G, you know in L.A.,
yep.
they're selling tickets like crazy. Anywhere the Dodgers go, they're like a rock band this year, like the tickets. People are going, they want to see Ohtani. They want to see the Dodgers, all that. I think sports betting and professional leagues, they just don't mix. I really believe that they got to take a hard look at it. And it's not only it's that the fans now are turning on the players and the coaches and the wins and losses. It's not just about my team losing. It's about me losing money.
Right.
You cost me money. And J.B. Bickerstaff, right, the former coach of the Washington Wizards, he talked about the effect of fans and gambling.
Take a listen.
I personally have had my own instances with, you know, some of the sports gamblers where, you know, they got my telephone number and were sending me crazy messages about, you know, where I live and my kids and all that stuff. So it is a dangerous game and a fine line that we're walking for sure. It brings added pressure. It brings a distraction to the game that can be difficult for players, coaches, referees, you know, everybody that's involved in it. And I think that, you know, we really have to be careful, you know, with how close we let it get to the game and the security of the people who are involved in it, because, again, it does carry a weight. You know, a lot of times the people who are gambling, like, this money, you know, pays their light bill or pays their rent. And then the emotions that come from that. So I do think we're walking a very fine line, and we have to be extremely careful in protecting everybody. There's no doubt about it that it's crossed the line. The amount of times where I'm standing up there and we may have a 10-point lead and the spread is 11 and people are yelling at me to leave the guys in so that we can cover the spread, like, it's ridiculous. But again, it's I understand the business side of it and the nature of the business of it, but I mean, it is something that I believe has gone too far.
JB Bickerstaff is spot on.
Spot on.
He might not be the best coach in the NBA, and we know that he lost his gig, but he's spot on here. Rob G, it's a serious epidemic. Fans are, you were talking about rabid fans, right? Because they love their team and they want their team to win. No, they want to win their bet. And if you cause them by with some bad play or a bad decision as a coach, you know, in football it happens all the time.
Yep.
What are you doing? Yeah, kneel down, right? Or whatever it is. Or they kneel down at the 1 yard line when you need points.
Right.
And fans now don't care about the result more than they care about their own pockets. It started with fantasy football. When did the NFL take off?
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football. Rob G, you remember. It's not that people didn't like football. They didn't love it like they like it now.
No.
They did not. That's why Monday Night Football came off of ABC, right? It wasn't because the NFL was doing the numbers they're doing now. People don't care about their teams. They don't. What do they care about, Rob G? My guys, my fantasy team.
Yep.
Did I win? Do I have a chance to win the $5,000 pot at the end of the year? That's what it's about. The leagues have to re-examine this and get out of gambling. Nobody wants to hear it. There's too much money. Gobs and gobs of money. I don't want to give it back. No. No. But look at what it's going to take, Rob G. Is it going to take some crazy irate fan to do something horrific in order for us to realize that we've crossed the line here, mixing the two?
It might. I'll tell you what, and I think JB Bickerstaff hit the nail on it, because two things, or one thing I wanted to point out specifically from that, he spoke about a minute and a half. Here's what he said.
Yep.
I do think we're walking a very fine line to be extremely careful in protecting everybody who's involved. Again, I understand the business side of it and the nature of the business.
We all do, yep. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it is something that I believe has gone too far. JB Bickerstaff and the Cavs and the NBA at large make a ton of money with their partnerships with the sports gambling networks. People at Fox Sports, ESPN, CBS, hey, Fox Sports Radio has contracts with some of the player prop
yep.
networks. So we understand the role that it plays in the sports business side of things. We totally understand that part. And for him to say that, knowing that part of his salary, part of the success of his team is tied to these contracts, because the more money that they make, the higher the salary cap goes, the more the players can get paid, and so on and so forth. And if he's telling you, look, man, I get that we're making money off of this. I understand that it's helping to grow the league, but we've kind of jumped the shark a little bit. We've gotten to a point now where it's no longer a niche thing. It's no longer taboo to gamble on your favorite sporting event.
No, and you know what? A lot of college kids, you know, I teach at USC, they're gambling. And they're gambling. And I hear it about they're thinking about what happened, the play, the so-and-so missed a three, cost me money. Like that's the conversation. Not, oh, my God, he missed an open three. We could have won the game. No. I lost $40. I lost $100.
Exactly.
Like, that is the conversation about sports. And it's only going to get worse to me as, you know, all the gambling becomes legal. And sports had done it for a long time. Las Vegas has always been around and gambling. But they were like, no.
Right.
No gambling whatsoever. Not even on others. No gambling.
Mm-hmm. And Rob, you bring it full circle. You started with the Ohtani thing. Because this league has this incestuous relationship with these sports gambling networks and so on, how on one hand can you say, hey, make sure you get your DraftKings bet in? NBA League Pass, they're going to partner up with live betting now.
Right.
But if you want to bet on the game, D'Angelo Russell, you cannot.
Right.
Like, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth then.
Right. And if everybody else can bet on
you're
it.
You're blurring the lines. Right. And anytime you have to make these very specific distinctions, it's not going to work out long term.
No, I'm with you. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369 is our number. And it's real simple. Do these sports leagues need to switch to an all or nothing attitude when it comes to gambling? Like, either everybody can gamble, no matter if it's legal in the United States and you're on a team, you can gamble, whatever, because, or no, nope, we're not going to take the money and nobody can gamble. I mean, it's either one or the other. We'll continue that conversation next with you. It is the Odd Couple. Rob Parker, Rob G, in for Chris Bouchard will be joining us soon here on a TV Theme Song Thursday. So you know what you need to do. Stick and stay.
America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget
this.
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rob Parker along with Rob G. Chris Broussard will be joining us soon. 877-99 on Fox. Rob G. talking about gambling and sports and whether or not, you know, that this marriage can continue the way fans are lashing out at players, coaches, and when they lose money.
That's right. And these phone lines are lit up like a Christmas tree, Rob Parker. This is a very controversial topic
Let's
in America.
Do it.
Let's get it started with Elvis in Alabama. Elvis, you're on the Odd Couple. What you got?
What's going on, Rob and Rob? Enjoying the show, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey,
how are you?
Out, man. I hear you guys. I agree. It's a bad situation, and nothing's going to happen, man, because in a way, maybe a little out there, but in a way, these leagues, they're just like the cartels in Mexico, man. They will do whatever it takes to keep that river of money coming, and they're going to do the same thing. Nothing is going to change. The leagues, they're making too much money on it. And nothing's going to change. They're going to keep that river of money flowing no matter what.
I hear you, Elvis.
Something bad is going to happen, I believe, eventually. They're not going to change. Man.
No, I hear
I'm
you.
I'm out.
Well, yeah, Elvis, once, and Rob, do you know this? Once that floodgate of money comes in, it's hard to shut off. Once
right.
you're used to getting that money.
Right.
And they've already, when they crossed the line and decided that they were going to take it, you know, that was the start of it. I was always surprised that a team, I can remember when they said a team would never be in Las Vegas. They have football team, baseball team's coming. They expanded with hockey, right?
Yep.
And the NBA's coming. We already know that. Yep. Am I right? There ain't no doubt in my mind there'll be an NBA team there.
Rob, I remember working on one of the weekend shows back in the day here on Fox Sports Radio. And Tony Romo was going to have a fantasy football convention in Vegas. We were all excited. We were going to do a remote there.
And the NFL said, no way, no how.
NFL came in and canceled it. They said, you are not allowed to have this kind of event in this kind of location. Sorry.
Can you imagine that? Think about that.
Yeah.
877-99 on Fox.
All right, let's keep it moving. Perry's in Louisville. Perry, you're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, what you got?
Rob and Rob G, thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
So they legalized sports gambling here in Louisville, Kentucky late last year. And, I mean, instantly, overnight, everybody I knew turned into a degenerate gambler. Male and female friends, because I knew could care less about sports.
Right.
Now they know every person. They know their averages, et cetera. And I say all that to say there's just too much money, so it's not going to go away. And like Rob G was saying, too many conglomerate companies have contracts with these betting sites, et cetera.
I get it. I you know what? I think you make perfect sense, you and Rob G. But what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for something bad? Because they lash out against the coaches and the players, Rob G, when they don't win.
Right.
Or they don't cover the spread or whatever it might be. Like, that's the part is some crazy fan who just lost a boatload of money.
Yeah, and everything you said is correct, Rob, and I think that's why your original point is ultimately what it's got to be. It's got to be all in then.
Right,
because
you just got to let it.
There's too much money at stake. These leagues are too profitable. Sports gambling is taking a stranglehold across America from people, you know, in their 50s to college students in their probably not even 21 yet.
Right.
I'm sure that they find ways to gamble with their brother's account and things like that.
Big time.
It's so easy to do it nowadays. So I think, like you said, the compromise is going to have to be everyone can gamble.
Yep. 877-99 on Fox.
We got time for one more. Sean is in North Dakota. Sean, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate your time. But,
yes, sir.
You know, let's look back and really think about this. You know, gambling's been going on since the 1920s with the whole, Shoeless Joe Jackson and all of the corruption that goes on like that.
The Black Sox,
no
yep.
What you, yeah, no matter what you do, there's going to be a black market, guys. There's going to be something that's going to come along that, hey, guess what? We're going to gamble. The NFL, they say absolutely not. It's prohibited. It's like prohibition. Guess what? You find a way to make it happen.
Sean, you're right. Sean, here's the problem, though. Here's what is that now, to me, when the leagues are involved, right, the fans who are now mad at the players and mad at do you know, that's what's changed. Like, now they're mad at the Cavs coach Bickerstaff, right? They're mad at Rob G at because they didn't win and they didn't cover or whatever it is. Why'd you take the starting five out? Oh, you gave up the lead, right? And now I lost. I lost my $4,000. I'm angry.
Rob, you got guys like Tyrese Halliburton openly admitting that he had to go see a psychologist because he's coming back from injury. He's got a hamstring issue. Hasn't been playing his best ever since he came back too soon. And all of the comments on his social media are people ripping him for not performing well enough in their DraftKings pool and their player bets. And it kind of forced him to seek out mental health issues.
Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying.
That's
like,
what's going to be
like,
the normal.
Like, that wasn't the case before, Rob G.
Right.
When there was always gambling, but the leagues weren't involved. So it was totally different. All right, coming up next, I'm going to talk with Eddie House, do some NBA stuff. I'll ask him about the gambling as well, that and much more. But first, let's get you caught up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
That's right, NBA champ and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Of course, he works for the Celtics as well on their broadcast. Mr. Eddie House, who, Rob G., what are you going to tell him? He's viral, right? Eddie House, how are you?
What up? What's happening, guys?
We're doing great.
That's right, Eddie. Now, I know that we had to move your interview up about an hour or so because you're at the airport. Your son is participating in the NCAA tournament, I believe, in a couple – was it today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
But you know that you went viral.
That's right.
When Jalen hit that game winner in the conference tournament game, and we see – I don't want to say what you said because, you know, it's FCC regulation.
We're trying to stay on the air.
But I want you to know that you – that moment alone – made me pencil in New Mexico to the Sweet 16 in my bracket.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm flying to Memphis for, to see us get to the Sweet 16. I don't plan on us, you know, losing tomorrow, and I don't plan on us losing Sunday. So, you know, nothing but positive thoughts, man. I appreciate you putting that good energy in the air, baby.
That was Eddie. That's my boy, right? Is that it?
Yeah, that's my mother.
Yeah,
okay, like all right, yeah. Something like that. That's my boy. Whenever he makes a big shot, let's talk about making big shots. Kevin Durant passed Shaq on the all-time list in points last night. Where's Kevin Durant's career? How do you paint it? You know, like obviously won two NBA Finals. He's one of the greatest scorers. He's eighth, right? Is the eighth on the all-time list.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of accolades and all that. But there are some people who look at him sideways, the going to Golden State, the Brooklyn stuff, wanting to be traded, you know, and then the injuries kind of ate up a couple of years. Where would you place Kevin Durant in his career?
I would say Kevin Durant is one of the best players to ever touch the basketball. Out of the limited number of people that ever played this game, he is top 15, somewhere around there, you know, and wherever you want to place him. I think when you start getting to that top 15, you know, besides number one, I think 2 through 15 could be subjective, and it's just all of who what somebody thinks and what somebody's seen and what people want to think about that particular person. But, I mean, Kevin Durant, a two-time MVP of the finals, MVP in the league, scoring champion, one of the best to ever do it, and people want to slight him and say, oh, well, you went to Golden State. It doesn't matter. Golden State wanted him. Nobody's going to slight and say, Steph, okay, we're going to take two of these rings away from you because you want them with KD.
No, I'm not.
No, but you can't. I know you possibly would. I know you. The contrarian that you are, right?
Well, Eddie.
But really, no, I think you can't take nothing away from Kevin Durant, one of the best players ever, man, and we're blessed to be able to watch him.
Well, speaking of lightning rods, your guy Jason Tatum with the Celtics, who's having a fantastic season.
Yes.
LeBron James said on his podcast earlier this week that
I never missed the LeBron podcast.
You never listen to it. But he said that he believes that Jason Tatum has been unfairly criticized for not winning a championship so far. He's getting really close a couple of times. He hasn't broke through. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's fair for this reason. He came into the league when he was 18, 19 years old, right? And most guys that come into the league, they're going to a horrible organization. They have nowhere to go. They're hoping that this guy turns everything around. He's going to sell tickets. He's going to be the savior. But that wasn't the case when he came to the Celtics. The Celtics were already in place. They had pieces around him. And he wasn't the guy when he first got here. So you look at his maturation from the start to where he's at now and how he plays. People want to see him. I think he gets slack for not making the last second shot. Just same way that LeBron, you know, when people would criticize, why would LeBron pass the ball? Why did he defer to this guy? I think that when you Jordan did it. You know, when you start to win games, you're going to have to lean on your teammates. But you do have games where you take over. And Jason Tatum has games and has won games that have put the Celtics on his back. And you know, think about the 46 that he had, the 50 he had against Philly last year, the 46 in game six against Milwaukee a couple years ago to get to the finals. So, I mean, as a young player, what more do we expect? He had a lot of success. Everybody wants to see him get over the hump. Believe it. Everybody in the city of Boston wants to see the Celtics get over that hump. And I think this is a great opportunity this year for them. There is no excuse.
What happens if they don't? I mean, the problem with Tatum is, A, he has a horrible like clutch stats. He has bad clutch stats. And, Eddie, when they got to the finals, he had more turnovers than a bakery. Let's just be honest. I mean, he turned the ball over a ridiculous amount of times, and that's what people saw in that. And I think that's why they have an issue with him, or they don't give him the love or respect or all the way respect, because he's been in those situations. They've won as many games as anybody. They've been good for years, right? At some point, you gotta punch your ticket.
But think about this. We're talking about he's been good for years. He was 18, 19. Imagine you whatever you were doing in your life at 18 and 19, from 18, 19 to 24, you grew. You weren't the same, but you still wasn't that same person as you were if you were 26, 27. You're a different person even those 3 years, from 24 to 27. You learn, and I'll say this. Yes, they turned the ball over a whole lot, and I think they learned from that. They don't. The Celtics don't turn the basketball over, right?
No, it was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. It wasn't just Jason Tatum. It was Jaylen Brown did the same thing. Marcus Smart did the same thing. It almost was like a turnover pandemic. Everybody was just turning the ball over. But I think they learned from that. And you have to go through those rigors to understand what it takes to get there. So there's nobody that wins. I don't know anybody who wins it all who's the head of the team at, you know, 24, 25 years old. It doesn't happen. So you have to give a guy opportunity to grow.
All right, one last one, Rob G.
Last one, Eddie. We spent about 25 minutes before we got to you talking about this sports gambling epidemic that's hit the sports. We had the Ohtani situation yesterday. You know, J.B. Bickerstaff saying that he's getting death threats.
Fans are mad when they don't cover the spread, Eddie, or miss a free throw that costs them money.
Tyrese Halliburton has to see a psychologist. What are your general thoughts on the impact that sports gambling has had?
Because this
sports
is new.
I'll say this. If it's affecting you to where you talking about death threats or you over here threatening anybody else, you shouldn't be gambling, damn it. That means that you don't got enough money to lose. So you should be keeping that money in your pocket, okay? And sports is sports. Things are going to happen, and understanding exactly how the game goes. It might come down. People don't understand this, and I hear it all the time. People have been gambling forever on sports. We all know this, okay? And there was years ago, a friend of mine had made a bet, and Leandro Barbosa cost him, I think, $15,000 because at the end of the game is over, he took that shot and hit that three.
Oh.
Well, what do you think that player is going to do? He's trying to pad his – he's trying to get his numbers up because that's his livelihood. How do you live? You got to make sure that your numbers are right, your shooting percentage is cool, all of those things. Nobody that's playing on the floor is thinking about the next – guy that's over here betting on their game. No, we're thinking about how do we help our team win and how do I put myself in position to get another call next year if I'm a free agent.
All right. His name is Eddie House. Eddie, you know the difference too, though, is now you could bet at the arena. In Cleveland, you could bet inside, which you know is never a part of it.
Hey, if you ain't got it to lose, don't bet it.
All right. I hear you, my man. All right. Appreciate
Go Lobos.
It. That's right. Eddie House with his info and knowledge. Coming up next, yes, a little Shekel City, speaking of gambling. We'll do Shekel City.
Terrible timing.
I know, terrible timing, but we'll do that. And the Odd Couple's official Final Four fix. We'll wait on that till Chris joins us. But it is the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker, Rob G. In for Chris Broussard. Stick and stay.
Unless you're doing gambling in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That's some 70s show. Mary was negative 20 years old when that song, when that 70s
existed. First off, that's my favorite show, arguably.
What do you know about the 70s besides that 70s show?
Right, that doesn't even make sense, Mary.
Okay, first off, don't y'all be shucking and jiving and everything in the 70s, hippies.
Shucking and jiving.
Yeah.
I know, wow, all right.
But the 70s show, classic, favorite show ever.
Well, you know what my favorite show ever is? The one that likes to use Discover card, like the Odd Couple, because we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you like using debit over credit, like Rob Parker, shouldn't you also get rewarded? Well, now you can with Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases. No fees, point blank, period. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. And Rob, with the worst timing in the history of sports radio, it's time for Shekel City. Such a hypocrite.
I didn't say that if gambling's legal, we'd have to stop. But I'm saying the league shouldn't be in bed with them. That's all I'm saying. The leagues, or let the players bet. All right, Rob G, last night I was 2-1 on Shekel City. So let's see. Let's try to win you some more money. I'm starting with the Bucks. -9.5 is the best bet. They take on the Brooklyn Nets in Milwaukee. I got the Knicks +8.5. They're in Denver taking on the Nuggets. The Nuggets will win, but I think the Knicks will cover that 8.5.
I like the Knicks.
I do, 8.5. They've been good. They got 41 wins. And I got the Suns -9.5. They're taking on the Hawks in the desert in Phoenix. So Suns -9.5, Knicks +8.5, and the Bucks -9.5 as the best bet against the Nets. And remember, Rob G, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Now, when you made these bets, did you go through an interpreter or no?
No interpreter, okay. So I should be in the clear.
Well, Rob, one thing I noticed about your Shekel City bets, not a single March Madness bet in
there. No, I didn't put one in. I should have done the as we go on this week, I'll do it because I got to get with the schedule on the games. Because you know what I mean? They've kind of run in by the time I put this up.
Right. Well, you know that the Bracket Challenge is live. I've been talking about it all week. You and Chris Broussard and a slew of other Fox Sports Radio talents are all going head-to-head. And I'm looking at the board, the early board.
Uh-oh.
And, Rob, you are actually, I think you'll appreciate this.
Last?
Only one back of Aaron Torres.
But he's a college
noted
basketball
college
guy.
Basketball savant. Check out his podcast, Great College
right?
Basketball.
Right? I mean, content. That's not bad. Where's Chris in last place?
1 point ahead of you. So tied.
Oh,
he's tied.
Right.
He's tied with Torres. So it's very early, but I got your final four picks. I got Chris's final four picks. We'll go through his first. So, again, if you like the Odd Couple, you should follow these picks.
Yeah, let's hear them.
If you don't like them, then fade them. Here's
Before seeing them, I don't know what Chris's are.
Okay.
Just, are we close? Do we have a lot of the same?
You guys have two of the same teams in the final four.
Okay, which I already know. Go ahead.
Okay. So Chris's final four is UConn, UNC, Duke, and Kansas.
UConn.
With UConn and Duke meeting in the championship. I guess that the court storming didn't scare him off.
So he wants the blue bloods.
He wants the blue bloods.
Even though the UConn is a new blue blood. Would
exactly.
you admit that?
Right? Yes.
But they're blue bloods. They win a lot.
They do.
UConn.
And he has UConn making history, back-to-back champions.
Which hasn't happened since Florida, right?
Since Moby Dick was a guppy.
There you go. It's been a while since 2000 and what?
2007, 2008?
Thank you. We appreciate that.
It's been a hot second.
Kawhi.
Do you remember what your
no,
final
I have no
was?
Idea. You, Rob G asked me that because he knows me. Like Rob, we've been around each other for a while. Rob G knows, like, Rob does so many things, he probably doesn't even remember. And that's why you asked me, am I right?
That's right.
Because I don't remember.
But here's your picks. Iowa State was cruising right now early in their game. And UNC, so you guys both had UNC in the Final Four.
Okay.
And Houston and Tennessee in the other side of the bracket. You had UNC versus Houston in the championship with Houston Phi Slamma Jamma.
This is like
cutting down the nets.
Yes. And you know what? I didn't want to do the UConn thing again. You know, like I wanted to stay away from.
That's the chalk pick.
Yeah. I mean, that's just easy. And I think a lot of people have probably bet on UConn. Right?
I bet on UConn.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. It's a pretty easy thing going here. So coming up in hour number two, and we get Kerry Kittles is coming up at about. 30 minutes past the hour.
And but, rumor has it Chris Broussard is coming up, too.
Is he going to be joining us?
We'll
All
see.
Right, we'll do that. It is The Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Stick and stay!
America!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.